Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2144. The case for and against umbrella insurance by Mike Ballou of Eggstack.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. The Case for and Against Umbrella Insurance by Mike Ballou of Eggstack.com. Umbrella insurance helps protect your assets from claims that exceed the liability limits of your auto and home insurance. Let's look at the case for and against umbrella insurance. The case for umbrella insurance. As presented by every insurance company, this is the case for umbrella insurance. If your net worth exceeds your home and auto insurance policy liability limits, you need umbrella insurance to protect the difference between your net worth and the liability limits. Otherwise, if you get involved in a lawsuit, those assets could be at risk. Here's an example. Suppose you have a net worth of $1 million consisting of your home equity, retirement savings, and the funds in your personal checking and savings accounts. The liability limits on your home and auto insurance policies are $300,000. The difference between your net worth and the liability limits is $700,000. Therefore, you need $700,000 of umbrella insurance to protect those assets. If you don't have it and you get sued for $1 million, you'll be completely wiped out. No house, no 401k, no retirement. Just dumpster diving and work till you drop dead. So goes the insurance industry's case for umbrella insurance. Here are some examples of liabilities that a typical umbrella insurance policy would cover. Someone in your household gets sued for posting libelous comments online. Your teen causes an auto accident with a physician and you get sued for $1 million in lost wages. Your mail carrier trips over a crack in your driveway and is permanently disabled. A guest at your home dives headfirst into the shallow end of the pool. You throw a holiday party and someone falls on your icy front steps. Your overgrown tree topples over and crashes through a neighbor's roof. Or your dog chews off your neighbor's foot. The case against umbrella insurance. The problem with the insurance industry's case for umbrella insurance is it doesn't make any sense. Let's look at that example again. $1 million net worth, $300,000 in liability limits. Therefore, you need $700,000 in umbrella insurance. If you don't have umbrella insurance and you get sued for $1 million, you'll be totally wiped out. Here's a question. Are lawsuits capped at $1 million? Of course not. Here's another question. What happens if you buy $700,000 in umbrella insurance and instead you get sued for $2 million? The exact same thing, totally wiped out, dumpster diving, the whole thing. Don't believe it? Here's the math. $2 million lawsuit minus $1 million net worth minus $700,000 umbrella insurance minus $300,000 liability limit equals zero. The case for umbrella insurance is based on faulty logic that your exposure is limited to the difference between your assets and the liability limit. It's not. In the real world, where things actually make sense, you don't know how much umbrella insurance you need because you never know how much you're going to be sued for. Miss it by just a little bit and you're wiped out anyway. Plus, you've wasted money on umbrella insurance. Here's something else you won't hear from any insurance agent. Every state has protections against losing your primary residence and your retirement savings. The whole gambit of listing every possible risk and the apocalyptic consequences really just amounts to fear-mongering. Confront any insurance agent with those two facts, and what do you get? They'll say $1 million in umbrella insurance only costs $250 annually, and you might need it. If you need it and don't have it, you'll wish you did. How to decide if you need umbrella insurance. The decision whether or not to buy umbrella insurance really comes down to two things: assets and risk. If you don't have much in the way of assets, you don't need umbrella insurance. With regard to risk, how likely is it that you might get sued? Do you own a dog? How about a pool? Do you own rental property or a vacant lot? What about a trampoline or a hot tub? Do you like to throw parties? Do you have teenagers? If you have significant assets and you answered yes to any of those questions, you might need umbrella insurance. Final thoughts. Working from home, I like to watch car crash videos on YouTube while I eat lunch. There are so many. It seems everyone has a dash cam these days. Most of the time, they don't show the drivers, but occasionally they do. I saw one the other day where a couple looked at each other right after they'd caused an accident. By the expressions on their faces, you just knew what they were saying. What's wrong with you? Didn't you see that car coming? Think about how it must feel to be that driver. My bad, I messed up. Multiply that by 1,000, and that's how it might feel to tell your significant other that you're being sued and you don't have enough insurance to cover it. Your whole life is about to come crashing down all around you. My bad probably isn't going to cut it. Assess your risks and determine whether you need umbrella insurance. Weigh the risks against your displeasure with paying $250 annually for every $1 million in umbrella insurance. That's what it comes down to. Finally, consider these two tenets, which are equally true. Number one, the chance of any of those things happening to you is extremely remote. And number two, anything can happen to anyone at any time. The choice is yours. Good luck. We're all counting on you. You just listened to the post titled "The Case For and Against Umbrella Insurance" by Mike Ballou of eggstack.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I found this article interesting because it's the first time I've ever heard anyone say that umbrella insurance might not be a great idea. The common advice is that if you have a house and a car, you should get it because it's super cheap, so why not? Umbrella insurance provides you and members of your household with additional coverage for lawsuits involving bodily injury and property damage. Sometimes it seems like it's presented as insurance against any way you could be sued. Even one of the examples in this article, quote, "Someone in your household gets sued for posting libelous comments online." Based on investigating umbrella insurance for myself, it didn't seem like this would be covered. But I'm finding some sources online that say most will cover things like this. So it's important to read the details of the policy. Since it's a liability policy, it'll only cover you if you're held responsible for damage to someone else's person or property. So make sure you have enough homeowner's insurance to protect your own property and possessions. It also doesn't cover liability incurred in business or professional activities. You'll need business liability insurance to cover these incidents. And that will do it for today. Have a great rest of your day and start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll be back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.